Hello, recorder. This is the week of December 18th. Today is Tuesday, I'm driving towards a guitar center from my home. It's not a long drive, so it might be a short podcast, but it is rush hour-ish, so that might extend it a bit. Whatever. Let's do checking in. Let's do also, I'm not sure if I should say my name at the beginning of each podcast. I don't think I've ever said my name. Also, this is episode 5. Pretty sure this is episode 5. And if it's not, it'll say the right episode. But I'm pretty sure this is episode 5. Whatever. Let's go back to checking in. I just got off school, so I believe I might have a whole lot of free time, but I'm trying to keep busy. You know, I've been off for exactly 2 days, and I feel like I've done sort of just that. Put out my album finally on the 12th month of this 12th year of the new millennia. And that was, it was on purpose like a week before, but before that I didn't know. I didn't even know there was going to be a 12-12-12 this year. But I ran late, you know, making the thing. And then I realized, well, this 12-12-12, that's a cool date. So the Skyrim was released on 11-11-11. Cool release dates are cool. Keeping on the music front, I've been researching how to kind of promote my music a little bit. Because I don't think I did that at all on the other album. And I stumbled upon what is it? I think it's KXLU. And they take demo submissions. And they play them on Friday on a segment, I believe. Like, it's called like Demo Listen or something like that. And I feel a little scumbaggy because I don't listen to 88.9, I think it is. Because I listen to 89.9 FM. But that's different. That's, I'm not sure what that's called. I forgot what that's called. But 89.9 is not 88.9. Anyway, I started listening to 88.9 a little bit before I got, right after I found out about that music submission thing. And I feel like I should have been listening to that all along. They've got, they played a couple songs, and I wrote down the artist and song title because I really liked the songs. And I'm excited to send my thing in. They don't take digital submissions, though, so I can't send an email with a link, which would have been the easiest for me. But, you know, everything worth having is something or other, etc. End of colloquialism? No, that's not the word. Saying is probably the word. End of saying. That's the thing, though, right? Anything worth having is worth the effort or something like that. But I'm gonna have to burn a CD, which is nothing. That's no trouble at all. The thing is, I'm gonna have to acquire a jewel case, which I might have some in an old CD box, CD case box I have. I have to steal a jewel case from something. So I guess it's not that hard at all. I in my head, it's a hard thing because physical mail, what's that? You know? Whatever. That, I mean, it's cool. It's cool that that I'm going to do that and that's going to happen. But it's not a for sure thing. You know, they might not pick my thing to play on Friday. But I read through the submission. It's not a form, but like a guideline thing. And they say they don't care really about like rough mixes or you know, like if it's a live performance. Like the recording isn't the deal breaker. I would think the deal breaker is the songwriting, I guess. But that's all opinion. But I did listen to the station, and they had a bunch of different kinds of... They were versatile as in terms of genres. Moving away from that, I've got two other projects that I'm also going to continue working on throughout the winter break. And one is, of course, the podcast, which I'm doing now. And the drive to Guitar Center, although I kind of wanted to check out bass amps anyways, used bass amps, it's kind of just an excuse to record another Hello Recorder. Or I guess it was a good excuse, because I really, truly do want to look at some bass amps. Just to, I'm not going to buy new from Guitar Center, of course, but at least to get a feel for what I like and what I want. Because this also has to do with a band that is kind of coming together. You know, we've made a set list. I'm not sure if I've talked about it on the podcast before or yet. But it is, I've got a drummer and a multi-instrumentalist, which both friends from high school, and I'm still very friendly with them now. And they're good at their instruments, you know, which is why I haven't, part of the reason I haven't given up on the whole Jane Astronaut as a live thing, because you know, they come with a certain amount of skill, and that instills a not confidence, but not even a drive. I don't know what the word is. There's got to be a word for it, though. But it makes me kind of want to keep chasing it. So I will. Potential bandmates I've been looking for on Craigslist and such. Old buddies on Facebook that might play instruments I've been asking around. I think more so than musical proficiency, someone, you know, exceptional, like super, super good at what they do, is someone who who clicks with the music and with the band members, you know. So I've found no one so far that meets all the criteria. That's still music, though, and I'm moving away from that. And turn again in the podcast. I'm not good yet at that. Moving along. Talked about the podcast. Other project, failknots.com, my video game website. It's coming along all right. I've scheduled some more video making on Thursday. We've got some content up there already. We're doing a top 20 worst NES games on video. We got the list from a website called SeanBaby.com. It's a good list. We're up to 17 now, and the games are, you know, they're pretty crappy. And that's, you know, that's coming along. Got more videos coming. The website's looking all right. The captured technology seems to be working fine. There's a flow to it, you know. It captures both the vocal part of the video and, you know, audio from the game and the game. So there's very little editing involved. So we can churn these out pretty quickly. But I'm having a little trouble with promoting it, because the only place I know to promote it is this place called N4G, which I'm not sure exactly what it stands for. I think it's like News for Gamers or something like that. But it's like an aggregator website, I think, where they just take, you know, multiple sources, various sources, and you get a place where you get a lot of news and editorial. But I'm having real trouble getting FailNauts things up there. We've bought a domain. A domain name, failnauts.com. We're hosted though on Tumblr, which I don't have a problem with. My buddy Ricardo, which is kind of my partner in FailNauts, he suggested it, and I'm like, fuck yeah, we don't have to spend money on you know, increased bandwidth. If ever we become, you know, uber popular, post videos on YouTube, it's fine. I'm fine with Tumblr. And so we post things on there. I get a report. They need to be approved. You know, everything you post up on N4G, these things need to be approved. I got a report on two things. I completely agree with the things on that report. But what they are doesn't matter. Anyway, I resubmit. Both of these things corrected. And I get another report saying that we don't take things from personal blogs. I don't know. I'm not super familiar with the workings of N4G, with how submissions work. I mean, I know how to submit. I mean, how to... The proper protocol for resubmission or editing after a failed attempt, whatever. The point is, I resubmitted a second time, and I got that second report. And it said, you know, the thing about the personal blog. And there's an option to disagree there, agree or disagree. And I disagreed, because I said, although we're hosted on Tumblr, there's nothing personal about this blog. We're a small startup gaming website. You know, this is, and that was it for that video. I don't know how the agree disagree system works. I doubt whoever reported the blog. I mean, I know who it is. I'm not gonna say their name. That's whatever. I'm not sure how well that system works. I believe these people that are reporting are also users, perhaps with an inflated self of internet self. And I'm not sure if, like, my response to his report is going to do anything, because FailNauts is not a personal blog. It's a website. A startup website, small, we're tiny, small time, small, non-personal website that happens to be hosted on Tumblr. But that's really, really bumming me out. They're not letting us on that. I feel it's our only avenue for free self-promotion. I did get a crazy email, or a crazy inbox from, God, I can't believe I'm saying it too. Inbox. People saying, but inbox me, bro, or whatever. I don't like that. It rubs me the wrong way. Anyway, I've got a crazy message from a YouTube user, almost 1,000,000% spam, on one of my, not even on a video, because he didn't mention a specific video, but he's like, and I don't know why, but I read it in like an Eastern European accent, like a crazy Gideon trying to sell me something. And the crux of the email was, do you want to buy views, or we'll sell you YouTube views? And it was kind of tempting. Like, it starts at $7.50 or something like that. No, I'm not. I mean, who knows how many views $7.50 actually gets you? But the logic behind it, I mean, I don't know the internals of YouTube. These websites, these crazy websites, have like all these ridiculous databases and algorithms, and the way in which they work is not known to the public. At least I don't think it is. Maybe some crazy Google blog, you know, shows all this crazy information. But my basic understanding of YouTube is, if you get like an influx of views quickly, your video will be promoted through some crazy automated computer system. That's my basic rudimentary understanding of YouTube, and I may be wrong, but it seems logical. And buying YouTube views, it's so sketchy. And the crappy thing about that is, if you think about, like, long term, you think these views are going to be a random, probably automated computers clicking your video and playing it, and then you get a short influx of real viewers, but probably they will click off of it, because the viewers, the computer viewers, this is a mouthful, and this is just what I think. It's not real. It's probably not real. But the computer viewers, since they're random and they watch anything they're paid to, they kind of link to the new viewers you're getting are not, you know, interested in specifically what your video is about. So you might get people clicking off, you know, not playing your video all the way through. And I think you might get a downturn, a quick downturn after that initial influx of views. Because I feel like videos are linked in that way. And my video is marked as gaming, because FailNauts is a website about video games. And you should visit it, failnauts.com, FAILNAUTS.com. It's YouTube views. God damn it. That's enough for my goddamn checking in. Working on stuff. Working on projects. Moving on from that, I did bring a topic in today, which I think may be dumb. A silly topic. 2012 Maya crazy shit, December 21st. personally, like, initial impression of all that stuff, you know? Crazy people have been telling me the end of the world is coming 3 times now. The first time people were kind of concerned the first time, you know, 1999. I remember the frickin' date. I was scared as shit. I was scared. Because I was a little kid. First off, I was a little kid. Imagination runs. I was still getting over the idea of which was implanted in me by a professor, rather a science teacher early on, middle school, Mr. Lamadrid, which told me how portable nuclear bombs are, with a kid as imaginative and I tend to lose myself in thought sometimes. And this, you know, that made me crazy. It made me fearful. I couldn't sleep because I thought, everyone's going to bring nuclear bombs. We're going to die. We're all going to die. They could fit in a suitcase, and we're going to die, all of us. Alas, or rather, not alas, but we didn't die. Nuclear bombs still hasn't gone off. Suitcases still exist. They don't freak me out. Going back. 2000, nothing happened. Next one is much later. It's about a religious group. I don't know enough information about this to be knowledgeable. But a religious group predicted, I think it was in 2011, maybe 2010, that the end of the world was happening. That one I found out about it kind of late, and nobody really cared about that one. And it didn't happen. This one, I still really, really don't care. But my imagination runs. It still runs. And once in a while, even though, you know, externally, even internally, you're like, whatever. 2012 Mayans? You seriously? But then you remember things you heard, maybe, you know, second hand, third hand, on a TV show, you absorb through osmosis, just culturally, that the Mayans calendar is to this day is still more accurate than our, you know, shitty calendar, in which we have to do leap year sometimes and change our frickin' our clocks. Theirs is still way more accurate. So things like that kind of sneak in, you know? And you're like, oh, how were they so advanced back then to know that? And then you get these, you know, I've never personally watched one of those, you know, those 2012 aliens, those dumb, like National Geographic, you know, those trashy, those aliens thing, you know, ancient aliens, shit like that. You get those things, which, you know, South Park dutifully roasted. And I haven't watched it, but just knowing that it's out there, you know, all those things kind of build up in your head, and you're like, fucking shit. You don't say it. I haven't talked to anybody about this. You don't say it. Externally, I'm still, you know, whatever, Mayans, 22, fuck that. You don't say it, but you're like, oh God, was it, are we all gonna die? But then, you read things. I've been linked to articles that say, like this is, the world. It doesn't say the world's gonna end. It just says it's the dawn of a new era, or the beginning of a new era, a transitional, not even a transitional time. Just You know, I guess we might be in the transitional time. It's a new era. I don't know, man. That's my imagination, it runs. It hasn't run enough that I'm scared of it. I'm still not really scared of it. Something about everyone dying together is a little comforting, because like part of what's shitty about death, if it's just you dying, is that, you know, before death you kind of realize fucking everything, most of the things that exist are going to keep going when I die. In fact, all of the things, the universe, Earth, the economy, technology will keep it. That's what makes me the saddest. Technology will keep advancing, and I will not get to see all the cool new techie stuff. At least that's what gets me. I will not get to see the newest, techiest things. I will not be I will not benefit from, you know, the live to 200 pill or nanobots or something. I don't know. Things. And I guess that's where it all stems from, you know? But knowing that everyone's dying together, 2012 Mayans, aliens and shit, that's, you know, we're all gonna go. And that's I mean, it's still shitty that you're dying. It's super shit. Death, dying sucks. Hard. At least to an alive person, because I don't know what's coming next, you know? Not a religious guy. And, I mean, who knows? It could straight up be fucking heaven from, like, the Bible and movies and shit. Just fucking clouds. Clouds and harps, little babies playing harps, or, you know, or hell, whatever, hell, fire, and heat, red things. Everyone has horns and a tail with like a triangle point at the end of it. Goat feet. I don't know, things. Or it could just be, you know, infinite darkness. Just nothingness. Just ultimate nothingness. Or it could be, you know, it's anything. It could be anything, really. Be a lobby. You just die. Wake up in a lobby. You know? There's a touch screen interface there. You can skim through it and just, you know, pick out the life form that you want to be reincarnated into. That'd be badass, you know? That'd be cool. I'd probably pick, you know, and that'd be cool. You get to see its bio, like it's, but then free will doesn't exist. I don't know, man. Things. 2012. It's not an ominous feeling date. There's 12 songs in my first album, and 12 songs in the new album. 12, 12, 12, release 12, 12. And it's clever. Clever thing. 12 has been my favorite number for a while. Debating changing it. If the end of the world happens, I'll probably change it. Do like, I don't know, 40. 40 is a good number. But if the end of the world doesn't happen, I guess it'll still be 12. Just 12. I like the number 12. It's even. It's an even number. It's got I don't know. I like it. I like the number 12. Might change it to like 8. I also like 8. Ah, what a meandering self-conversation. How bored are you with this? I know I can't hear you. Just raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. I'm almost to Guitar Center. Making a left on Artesia. And rolling in. Some real beachy feeling about this whole area. I'm going east now, but if you go west, it starts feeling real beachy. Even though we're not, you know, they're not that close to the beach. Well, it might be, who knows. I'm not good at geography. My location, my GPS is, I can't figure out without a GPS. I should end this. This is going on too long. This has been episode 5. Bilbo Show. We talked about a bunch of... I say we like it's a thing. I talked about, music things. My music things. Personal music things. Projects that I'm doing. Working on. I've been inspired by a quote lately, and I'm gonna say it wrong, but I'm gonna get the gist of it right, because that's what matters. It's not a failure until you give up. There's a quote like that somewhere, and if it's not, I'm coining it right now, because I truly believe that. It's not a failure until you give up. Supplementary quote. God, what is the thing? It's like I think it was attributed to Confucius, which may be wrong or right. I don't know much about Confucius. But the quote is like, it does not matter how fast you go, as long as you do not stop. I think this was in terms of your goals. And I thought that was wonderful and inspirational. And that's the approach I'm taking with Fail Nots, with Hello Recorder, and with my music, you know. I really wanted to release the album, my second album, Inglewood, on I think it's like August 26th, the same date, exactly 1 year after the first one was released. But I don't think it was, it just wasn't ready. So before I sign off, I'd like to leave you with those quotes. The first one, I probably made it up. I really hope I did, because it's a good quote. It's not a failure until you give up. Second quote, Confucius. Does not matter how fast you go. Damn it, I forgot it. It doesn't matter how fast you go, as long as you do not stop. That's what it is. And that's, you know, it might not be verbatim. It might not be right exactly, but that's the gist. And I think they're really good quotes. And that's about it. I'm in the parking lot, Guitar Center. I'm gonna go check out some bass amplifiers and stay in there way too long and not buy anything, because guitar stores in general are pretty fun. They're fun places. And that's it. I'm done. The theme song should be playing right now. The theme song, which I still, it's the same one from last show. It's been changing like every show. This one I'm all right with. That's it. Goodbye, recorder.